It is not the action. Hello? Now, if it is the action, I wonder why Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, if I will give my body to be burned in a stake, think about it. Hello, church. Think about it. It means that somebody can die and still not be walking in love. Think about it. I can take bullet for him and still not have love. So meaning that love is way deeper than what we think. Hallelujah. So we've been able to establish that love is our essence. God bless you, ma. He said is the essence of our being. B-E-I-N-G. Is the essence of our being. The reason why God fashioned us the way he fashioned us is so that he could make love come out of us. I don't know how best to say it. So somebody would not say, like you were saying, God is just demanding that we should love because he wants it. No! That's the essence of your being. That's the essence of your being. That's the essence of your existence. That's the essence of your being. So today, by the special grace of God, we're going to have a three-part section. I'm going to divide us into three groups. I want us to go back and talk about something that is very important. And then we'll come back again, then I'll talk about it. I want to show to us the way the man is framed. I so like that analogy. You have water in your hand, but if you don't open it, it can't gush out. Glory to God. The starting point of loving others is coming to the reality of who you are in Christ. Not according to how they are. Praise God. I concluded some months ago that what most of us call love is not love. It's just some random acts of kindness. Praise God. You are in a position to maybe accommodate somebody. You just want to accommodate the person. Or you are in a position to pay somebody transport. So because you do that, you don't think you love the person. No. Love is a life that flows from God. Praise God. Hello? So that is the reason why even after you have paid the person transport and the person goes around talking bad about you to people, you don't feel anything. Praise God. Hello? It's not paying you. Because the act was as a result of the nature. And that nature is a what? Is a work. That's why you won't get angry. That's why you won't start in the spirit and end in the flesh. So today we want to look at the dynamics. What makes love possible? So we're going to look at man in three dimensions. I want to show you why God created man the way he created man. Man, when God created him, and what the fall brought about. Last Sunday, I began by making you realize that the reason why God created us is because he wants us to receive his love and express his love. Praise God. So let's look at it more critically. We want to look at the spirit, soul, and the body. How they combine to make loving others possible. Praise God. Praise God. So today, we're going to be doing more of conceptualization. I want to define some things. I want every one of us to make inputs. But if I say we should make inputs the way we are now, there will be too much, we'll waste too much time. So I want to divide us into three groups. And in these three groups, we are going to talk the same thing for the next 15 minutes. Are we ready? So question one, Victor, put on your PowerPoint. What is the Spirit of God? That's question one. Question two, what is the spirit of man? Question three, what is the soul? And then question four, what is the flesh? Understanding these four things, I came to the conclusion that not until a believer accurately understands these four things, he cannot have a spiritual walk. Hello? Hello? There are some people that don't know the difference between the spirit of God and the spirit of man. Hello? So when the Bible says building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the spirit, most people don't know what the Bible is talking about. He's not saying praying in the Holy Spirit. Hello? No. When he says praying in the Spirit, he's not saying praying in the Holy Spirit. He's trying to tell you praying in your human spirit. So that's the question. And the what in those questions, we're going to be looking at the characteristics. At least three characteristics. And then by the time you are done, when you separate, I will randomly pick one person to answer the question that I want. Are we ready? So take number one. Hallelujah. Let's put hands together for the Lord as we take our seats. Now, if you truly learned something new, stand up. Like what you learned today is new. It makes sense. Let me use that word. Let's say, it's not that it's new as it's new. You are hearing it for the first time, but it made sense to you today. Let me see your hands. Stand up now. Yeah, I told you to stand up before. It made sense to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So come, help us. I didn't say you should sit down now. Someone like boss said, that's why she did not stand up. I know. Because she already knew what I wanted to do. But there is no problem. I will get you. Don't worry. Okay. The question is, what is the Spirit of God? So, how does the Spirit of God relate to our loving others? How do they connect?
How does the Spirit of God relate with our loving others? Okay. We are spirits. Man is a spirit. God is a spirit. When God created man, he created a spirit. So he gave us the spirit of love. Because God is love. The nature of God is love. So when he created man with a spirit by default to love. So expressing that spirit, because when man fell, man lost that spirit. But when Jesus came, he came back to give us the spirit back. So by default, when God gave us that spirit came by default with love. Because God is love.
Put your hands together for him. You can go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Where's the next person that stood? Rabbi, come. We are going to the application straight. We don't have so much time. Now, my question is, if when God gave us his spirit, since his spirit by default is love, how come even after we receive the spirit of God, we are still not able to love?
Praise the Lord. I think the reason is that we allow the flesh to have more effect on our spirit or on our soul that is supposed to be relating directly to our spirit that relates directly from the Spirit of God.
Okay, put your hands together for her. Clap for her now. That your cold is catching your hand because you are thinking you are the next I want to call. Praise God. Now, with what you have learned, we're going to see the dynamics. Victor, please, those pictures, just give me one. Let's see. I want to see how the way God created man made loving others possible. And then what went wrong along the line. And now that what went wrong has been corrected, what posture are we now to take? First and foremost, the Spirit of God is who God is. Are we all seeing it? The Spirit of God, I'm sure we all the answer. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. Whether you call it the law of ways, the Bible refers to the Spirit of God. The Bible calls the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Lord's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They are all the same. They are what? They are all the same. Is that clear? And spirits don't have physical identity, as it were. They are identified by the tendencies they exhibit. Hello? By the attributes they display. I think Pastor K was saying it to those group that sat there, that you cannot readily say that because it's not wearing wig is the Spirit of God. No. Because spirits don't actually have physical form. That's why many people mistake the Holy Ghost to be fire. Are you understanding it? That's why so many people mistake the Holy Ghost to be wind. No, it's not just wind. You must qualify it. That's why we now call it the winds of the what? Of the Spirit. Because the Spirit can manifest itself in what? In form of wind. Are you understanding it? Because God is sovereign, and because He is sovereign, He can choose to take any form. But that does not mean that whenever you now see that form, you will now say it is God. Hello? That's where people start worshipping images and forms and all those things. Do we get that? So the Spirit of God is God's very essence. As a matter of fact, the Spirit of God is God's very life. Everybody say it's life. That's the, you know, we are still in the realm of the physical. That's the best way we can use to define it. But it's deeper than that. But let's just use it that way. The Spirit of God is the life of who? Of God. Is that okay? And that Spirit has a what? Has a nature. Okay. The nature of God is His Spirit, actually. But that Spirit now has a what? A likeness. Now, the likeness is the way you now define it, as in explain it. The attribute. And what is that attribute? Love. Are you understanding it? And power. The attributes of God is His what? Is His love and His what? And His power. Now, the power is actually His love. When you say power, power is just the capacity. Are you understanding me? So the capacity of God to make Himself known, or for God to make His love available, is what we refer to as what? Power. Because it is His love that changes us. Praise God. So you must understand that. So that's who God is. And God exists in the unseen realm, because spirits are actually not seen. Do we? Is that clear? Now, two. So then you now need to understand that because God wants to have a relationship that will extend to a physical realm. Please take note of this. Don't miss it here. God exists in the spiritual realm, and He wants to now get things done in which realm? In the physical realm. So He needs to set a machinery in place, such that he will be in touch with the physical realm, with a spiritual people. Are you understanding it? Because he is what? Spirit. And whatever he wants to do in the physical realm, he wants to do it through a medium. Everybody say medium. So that's where these four spirits, these four entities now converge. The spirit of God, the spirit of man, the soul of man, and the flesh of man. There are the four major requirements for God to accomplish this is what? Intent. But look up, everybody. They must function in a particular what? In a particular order. Everybody say order. Everybody say order. So for you to understand how we are to walk in love, you must appreciate the functions of these four entities. You must know the Spirit of God, how he operates, how he makes himself known. You must know him. Two, you must understand the spirit of man. Because the spirit of man is the only conveyor or the only medium by which the spirit of God can find expression. So let's go to the next. The spirit of man. Now, man's spirit is the breath of God. Genesis 2 verse 7. Please, church, look up. Man was both formed and what? And made. Write it down. Man was both created, okay, formed and made. Man was formed and man was what? Made. Man was formed and man was what? Made. What is the difference? The man that was made, as it were, formed. There's a word I'm trying to... Okay. He breathed into man, and man became a living soul. So the spirit of man is the breath of God. Let me go back to that place. The spirit of man is the breath of God. When God breathed into man, are you following me? When God breathed into man, God breathed into the formed man. Hello? God breathed into who? The former man. The Bible says God took. Genesis 2 verse 7. Let's go there. Let me explain that one. Where is that water? Okay. Praise God. It was pastor that started with the water. So let me continue from there. Praise God. Look up, everybody. I want us to understand this. If we can understand it, we will now know the focus of our love walk. And you now begin to see why we keep saying love is not a what? A feeling. Love is not a fleshy thing. Love is not even a soulish thing. Love is a spiritual thing. Now, look up. This bottle, assume there is no water inside. Are you following me now? So, this bottle, in its empty form, is man's body. Are you understanding it? Now, that is the physical you, the body God formed. So God took that body from the what? From the earth. Now, why did God take that body from the earth? Because it is the earth that body wants to what? Stay. So the law of adaptability, everybody say the law of adaptability. Every animal that stays in every place have adapted fissure for that place. You did it in your integrated science. The reason why fish can stay inside water and they cannot stay on land is because the fissure it carries is only adaptable to what? To water. So God knew that man was going to be functioning in a physical environment. Praise God. So God made man from the physical existence. And what is that physical? Is everybody say dust? So God formed everything. Ear and everything formed the man. Good. The next thing God was to do, hello, after he had formed this body, he now breathed his life Hello? That is his life medium, his life source, his life entity, which is spirit. He now poured into man a spirit capacity. Everybody say spirit capacity. Now, what was God doing here? Now, let's call the spirit capacity. Everybody say water. Hello? Hello? So let's say this water is the what? Is the spirit capacity. Because it is only water that is drinkable. It is only water that is soluble. Are you getting me? But don't forget, the water itself is not an end in itself. Water can perform a lot of functions. So let's say the function water performs is the life God wants us to live. Are you understanding it? But for that life to come, man must take a form that is receptive to his spirit. So God now breathed into man a what? A spirit. So this inside now is the spirit of man, separated from the spirit of God. Don't mistake it. That's where most people are missing it. There is the spirit of God, there is the spirit of man. But God is a spirit. So if God wants to relate with man, God must first make man as a what? As a what? Are you getting it? Now, God is a spirit. And he wants to relate with man. So he must, and where he wants to relate with man in, he wants man to, where he wants to relate with man in is in the word, in the physical. He is spiritual. So he has to create a medium that will connect man to both the spiritual realm and the what? And the physical realm. Are you understanding it? So because what he wants man to do is in the physical realm. Where he wants man to get the capacity to do it from is in the what? In the spiritual realm. So he has to create a medium such that man will be what? Two worlds. Everybody say man in two worlds. I think I like that one. That one makes it clear. Man was going to be living in how many worlds? Two worlds. Which are the two worlds? One, man was going to be living in the what? In the spiritual world, and man was going to be living in the what? Please get me another chair. Fast. From back. Can I get another container? Empty one this time. Are we getting it? So the spirit of God is God's life, its essence. The spirit of man is God's socket. Everybody say God's socket. God's connecting point in man. Do we get that? The spirit of man, I want to spend time explaining the spirit of man because we've talked so much about the soul, but most of us don't understand the spirit of man. Now, you see this container. Hello? Hello? You see this container. Let's take, for instance, there is a drug that doctor wants to administer. It's powder. You know those powder drugs? We call them, what they call them? There's one name they call them. Those drugs that are powder. I follow me now. They give to children. Before they will give them to the children, they must first of all mix it inside water. Are you getting my point? So without that drug mixed with water, it cannot be swallowed. The goal is for the drug to perform function in the life of the baby. Isn't it? But first, you must put the drug into what? Water. So the water is the what? The medium. Are you getting what I'm saying? So because God knew that everything he was going to be doing with man will require his spiritual involvement. Man was created to be interdependent on God. Everybody say interdependent on God. God and man were going to be accomplishing his purpose, which is to what? To show love on the earth. So God made sure man had a what? Had a socket, a capacity to receive his what? His spirit. So that capacity to connect with God is what we refer to as the spirit of man. Someone say the spirit of man. So the spirit of man, number one, is the breath of God. Number two, the spirit of man is the connection between, okay, the access point of God's spirit with man. Write it down. Second, the spirit of God is the access point. Everybody say the access point of God's spirit. Sorry, the spirit of man is the access point of God's spirit with who? With man. So look up. Everything that God will do must be because he has contact with man's spirit. Just like before the child must take the drug, it must be mixed with what? With water. So let's use, I'm just trying to use water to call the spirit of God, spirit of man, sorry. So now, man now have the capacity to connect with God. So let's say man is water. God also is what? Water. Do you get that? So it means that anything that God wants man to do in order to flow out, God's water will mix with man's what? Water, and it will gush out. That's what we call relationship. Hello? But now, look at this man here. This man can't have any connection with God. Do you know why? The medium. God can only connect with man by water. Are you understanding me? So if God wants to have connection with this man, now what will he need to do? Pour water into him. Am I correct? So this was what happened when man ate the fruit. The moment man ate the fruit, look up. The God water, the channel, for instance, the is there something like pipe? Can I get something like a sucking pipe? You have wire. Let's shook something inside here. Praise God. Let's shook something inside. Anything that we can shook inside. But this one will not. This one can fall inside. Okay. If I get wire, it will be better. Or pipe. Anything. Or straw. Straw for make sense. I'll just suck the water. Okay, don't worry. Let's, because of time, we don't have so much time. Now look up. This was what God did. Everybody look up. Now, this is, because of the illustration. Now we are using this water to refer to as what? Spirit. So God as a spirit being has his water, and man has what? His water. So it is the water of God mixing with man's water that produces good works. Are you understanding it now? So meaning that whatever man will bring out must first come in contact with what God will bring into him. Are you getting it? So this is the spirit of God. This is the spirit of man. So when God created them in Eden, both of them were to what? Depend on each other. So man and God were going to be walking hand in hand. But the moment man ate the fruit, something happened. Man disconnected, took God out, and locked himself up. Are you following me? Because the moment man locked himself up, the capacity to open himself is not with him. So man lost connection with God. So man became like this. So man became empty. So the only thing that was remaining is what? Flesh. And soul. Are you following me? The soul is this cover. Hello? Let's go to the next. Soul of man. Soul of man is the seat of man's personality. That's where man's realm. That's man's realm. Everybody say man's realm. Look up. This is man's realm. Without God, man exists as two people. Now, this is man control valve. So the soul is man's control valve. The soul is man's what? Control valve. It is the seat of awareness. The soul is the seat of awareness. It is in your soul you reason. It is in your soul you store information. It is in your soul you decide what to do. Hello? So the soul of man is what I call the point of will. Let me use will to summarize the whole part of function of soul. Everybody say will. Because the end point of intellectual reasoning, the end point of storage is to affect how you do things. Everybody say how you do things. How you live. You can choose to rise. You can choose to sit. You can choose to jump. You can choose to cry. All those things dwells at the realm of what? Man's soul. Are you understanding it? Hello? So, the question now is, when God created man, what was the original approach of how man was to function? Look up, everybody. You see this. Man's spirit was supposed to connect with God and then connect to his what? Soul. And then affect his physical world. So the central part of all these is the what? Is the soul, the medium. So write down number three. The soul is the medium. Man's soul is the what? Is the medium. Somebody say the medium. So, this is the source. Are you getting me? When God created man, man's soul was what? You see it? You see that there was no, it was like there was no soul. I'm using the cover to refer to the soul, isn't it? So, meaning that God's reaching man was direct. Everybody say direct. There was no soul. There was no day. Adam will just decide that God, stay where you stay. Make a day where I day. Hello? Everybody say direct. But the moment God's spirit left, man's world cannot just be on its own. It can't just be open, no control. The moment man's soul came into what? Activation. That is why the Bible says when you eat the fruit, you will die. Now, what happens? When you eat the fruit, I will no longer be your director. You will not assume your own direction. That's what happened when man ate the fruit. So the soul came into life. Hello? And the moment the soul came into life, the spirit was shut out. So all these things when you see inside, it was like nothing was there. So this was what man became. Man became alive only to his what? To his senses. Internally, nothing was living again. God could not have access to man's spirit. So as far as God was concerned, man's spirit was what? Dead. Everybody say dead. Now question, what is going to be the implication? The implication is that nothing from God can readily find its expression through man again. True of us. Because the source of the God life had been what? Disconnected. So this was what man became after the fall. Hello? The spirit was what? Dead. So meaning that there was no connection between he and God. So what was the characteristics? Everybody say the self-life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Verse 19. Look up. The moment, since there was no spirit again, love cannot come out. Because love was by virtue of the what? Of the life of God. So all God needed to do to bring man to fulfill his intent was to make it possible for his spirit to what? Come alive. And Christ did that by dying on the what? On the cross. That's why I said, he that believeth, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall what? Flow rivers of living water. So the moment Jesus went to the grave, look up, this was what happened. Jesus took the form of man. And from that moment, man's access to the God life was what? Was active. Hello? But you see this time around there, you see this boy. I wish I can carve this thing. This was what now happened. If I can carve this thing open, are you following me now? The medium was no longer going to be two. Sorry, the medium was no longer going to be direct. Hello? Because when God created man, soul never had its form. Soul was just dormant. It was like, it was there, but it was what? Dormant. But now that you have become alive in Christ, you are not like the first Adam. Are you following me? It means that now the three nations are at work at the same time. Everybody say at the same time. When God created the first Adam, look up everybody, the three nations was not at work at the same time. It was only spirit and what? And physical life that was active. Are you following me? When they were in the garden. But now, three nations, everybody say three nations are at work. What are the three nations? Let me say it summary. Number one, in your spirit you know God. Hello? Number two, in your mind, you don't just know God, but you are living in corruption. The Adamic man, you know, that's where all the lying, all the stealing, all the envy, all the malice, what? Dwell. And then number three, your flesh is still with what? With you. So let's look at the third thing. The flesh. Okay, we've talked about the spirit of God, the spirit of man, the soul. The fourth thing, the last. Everybody, the flesh. Everybody say the flesh. The flesh is the seat of senses. Go back there. Go back to the drawing. I didn't use body. I didn't use body. The reason why I didn't use body is because of the context of our discussion. Flesh and body, they are the same. But flesh in this context is talking about the senses from your outward man. Everybody say the senses. So when you're talking about the flesh, you are talking about the five senses, as it were, in that context. A fleshy man functions by his external environment. Everybody say by his external environment. If he's hungry, he wants to steal money to eat. Now, if he's having sexual urge, he wants to look for a guy or for a lady to what? To calm it. He responds to only the details of his what? Of his external environment. Hello, are you hearing me? Look at it. The fleshy man connects with the physical world, the five senses, the physical mind, operates. Everything he does is from the what? From the external world. He's not controlled by the what? By the spirit. Are you understanding it? If you step on him and you didn't tell him sorry, he will react. You see all of them in Galatians 5 verse 19. Those things, the Bible calls it the works of the flesh. Because all three natures, spirit, soul, body, have their works. Everybody say they have their works. So the work of the spirit is what we refer to as the spiritual man. The works that a soul does is what we refer to as a what? As a soulish man. And the work that the flesh does is what we refer to as the what? As the fleshy man. Now look up. The spiritual man is the only one that can live out good works. Everybody say good works. Ephesians 2 verse 10. You will not see why that scripture came. Let's look at that scripture as we close. Take this thing back. Don't worry, you understand it. Okay, it's my water. Abby. I want to show you why we can now walk in love. Where the real work takes place. I want to give it to us in Amplified. I like the way Amplified put it. Now, knowing therefore that we have three different people, the source of the God life is the Spirit of God, true of us. Hello? The source of the God life is who? The Spirit of God. So this was what God did when you got saved. The Bible says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship. What that means is that what God wants to do, we are his hand. Hello? Are you seeing it? We are his what? We are his hand. Come. We are the hand of God. Look up. We are his what? Hand. Now, assume you are not seeing this part of him. Praise God. Now, assuming you are not seeing these parts, I use cloth and cover. What Bible is trying to tell us is that we are the, it's us that people will see and call God, God. Everything God wants to do is through us. We, this is God, but this is us as well. That's what the Bible is saying. But for this work to be done, this is the physical world we are in. Patience, the Bible calls them. What are the works of the Spirit? Galatians 5 verse 32. Those are the good works. Those are the shades of love. Everybody say shades of love. So we are, it is we, all that God's encompasses is us. This is us. So out of this, you see kindness, meekness. Hello? Hello? But God knew that this is what you do. So what he now does is that he now cuts you off from that nature that was dead and now gave you a brand new what? Nature. Look at the next thing. He said, recreated in who? In Jesus Christ. So that water that was corked and covered, that nothing can flow in and nothing can flow out, became who? Christ. Everybody say Christ. So this body is who? Is Christ. So inside of you is no longer Toby, it's no longer Bosse. The life that you now have is Christ's life. But don't forget, the Bible now said, okay, the work he has planned, prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. Now that we should walk in them, who is the we? Everybody say your soul. You can see that it's not easy. Oh, my soul. Go and see that. They see me that put my hand like this since. Hallelujah. The truth is this. Without the source, there will never be the resource. Are you following me? Without the activation of the life, there cannot be the outflow. Are you understand what I'm saying? So the part of you where the flow starts from is not your soul. It's your what? Your spirit. So your spirit has been brought to life. So what is now remaining? Everybody say your soul. That is the center. Give us that picture. The third part. And then we'll pray. You see all the faculties of the soul. The functions that the soul performs is related to four. The intellect. What's the next thing? The mind. The will. And the emotions. Now look up. You see this? This is your senses, as it were. The soul is what I call the vital organs of your existence. It's the seat of your functions. Everything you do, this is where they come out from. But see, God is dwelling in your spirit. So meaning that in between what you have in your spirit, the God life, love, peace, patience, temperance, and everything, it's there in the spirit of God. Praise God. Every of those attributes we are trying to forge, patience is there. Love is there. Kindness is there. Hello? It's not foreign. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not foreign. Are you understanding it? The moment God plugged his spirit into you at new birth, the capacity to not be angry was deposited there. Are you understanding it? The day you became born again, the capacity to love like God was what? Deposited inside of you. But for it to find expression, there is one membrane it must break through. It must break through the soul. Are you understanding it? So why? Because your soul is connected to your body. Your soul and your body, they are the two parts that make you manward. God's spirit and your spirit are the part that makes you spiritual world. Are you following what I'm saying? Everybody say four words. Two are together. Your soul and your body is what make you physical. God's spirit and your spirit is what makes you what? Spiritual. But God said he wants them to function together. Everybody say together. All four must come together and function as what? As one. But you know where the problem is? It's not the flesh. That's why, listen to me, everybody. If you are having problem with anger, please, it's not therapy that is the solution. If you are having problem with gossip, hello, it is not fine. Changing your friends will help, but it's not the solution. The solution is for you to first, everybody say first, come to the reality that a new man is alive on your inside. That's the first thing. That a new man that can love is what? Is alive on your inside. A new man that can walk in long suffering is alive in your inside. That's the first thing. So tell your neighbor, the source of love is the Spirit. So by the time the Spirit starts all its work, you now begin to work on your what? On your mind. That's why the Bible now says, let this mind be in you. Just the same way your soul have its emotion, the Spirit of God also have its what? Its emotion. The emotion of the Spirit of God is what we call the intuition. But you must understand that the God life is only going to find expression if you choose to stop following the emotions of your what? Of your soul. Emotions of your soul. It's your soul that have emotion. If I offend you now, do you know why you are angry? It's because I did something that your soul has already registered as wrong to you. That's why you are angry. So that's the reason why if the Spirit of God does not work on your soul, if the Spirit of God does not have effect on your soul, you can be born again and still be living in what? In anger. Because fine, being born again is at the spirit realm. But the expression must pass through the what? It must pass through the soul. You saw the hand. For all to see the good works, love, kindness, in between, the spirit is here, the soul is here, just by illustration. It's not like that. But the soul, the spirit is there. Love is there. Kindness is there. But after it, there is another what? Layer of the soul. You know what's in that layer? That layer works with the body. Lying, stealing, gossip. Are you getting me? So its default setting after the fall is to lie. But if down, what is the default setting? To say the truth. So a battle has what? Started. That's why the Bible calls war. Everybody say war. So how do we overcome that war? That's the work we are not teaching you. To overcome that what? War. So that the soul can easily just, the flesh can easily do what the spirit what? Wants. The problem is not the flesh as it were. Where is the problem? The soul. So all the word of God, that's why we now feed our soul with the what? With the word of God. Stand up on your feet. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. So that is the love walk. It's clearer now. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Let's stand up on our feet. Did you see that? Give it to us in KJV. The starting point of the believer's love walk after coming to the reality that love is an attribute of the what? Of the recreated spirit. The next thing that will bring about the change. Everybody say the change. The next thing that will make the change possible. Everybody say is the word of God. Hello? Hello? What will bring about the change? The word of God. But that's why I said, let the word of Christ Hello? Hello? Let the word of Christ richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching and what? Admonishing one another. So look up. Love life is a walk that is learned. Can I say that again? Loving others is a walk that is what? That is learned. Now, wait, church. Who is benefiting from the learning? Spirit or soul? Very important. So that's the reason why most times when you come to church, we keep singing, let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. Where are we calling light into? Because it is only when what is in the spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is only when what is in the spirit is in alignment with what is in the soul, it can find expression in your life. Are you understanding it? Give me that picture again. This the one you put before you gave us this verse. See what's happening here. Where's that pen? See. You see this thing is red. Hello? All of this, let's call it white. Do you know the goal that will make you begin to walk in love? This white, every of it, all this, well, the Bible says, let the word of God richly dwell in you. It's not in your spirit. The word is there. But for it to find output, it must be in line with what is in the word, in the heart. So we keep preaching to you. So every message you hear, where is it going to? Now what is happening is creating what I call an awareness here. So when it is time to act it out, the spirit sends the signal and the soul receives it and it comes out. So that's why if the word of God is not dwelling richly in your soul, there is no way it can come out through the spirit. Because when it wants to come out through the spirit is looking for an enabler. Everybody say an enabler. Something to push it out. But then all your mind is filled with anger. All your mind is filled with African China. All your mind is filled with Z word. Hello? Now look up. The things that are in your soul will be the things that will find expression in your what? In your body. That's the rule. So all the word we have in the spirit, we want to do what? Push them into the soul. So because the word that is dwelling in your soul is the word of love. So when somebody does something to you that should make you angry, you no longer want to respond in what? Anger. Why? Something else is in your what? In your mind. Glory to God. Place your two hands on your head. And say, Lord, I make progress in my walk. This is the joy. This is the joy. So that till everything that is in the spirit is what is in the mind. That is the goal. Everything in the spirit is the same thing that are in the mind. Then by then you become a spiritual man. All that you do is from the spirit. Come on, go ahead and begin to pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My walk is enhanced. My walk is enhanced. Glory to God. My walk is enhanced. In the name of Jesus, my love walk is enhanced. Mashada barada bashada da 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 ya regede gede brodo do shada da 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 ya. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to close our eyes. This is the reason why, if there is anything that will help us this season, church, we must pray in tongues more often. Because praying in tongues build up your human spirit. Now you know that there is a human spirit and there is a spirit of God. So when you pray in tongues, you are giving your human spirit free access to the spirit of God. And strength is being built. And it is the strength built in your spirit by connection with the spirit of God that gives energy to your mind to do the things of the spirit. It is the strength forged by the joining of God's spirit with your spirit that makes it possible for your mind to be sound, for your mind to be transformed, for your mind to be renewed. Place your hands on your chest with your eyes closed and say, beginning from today, I have more strength to put my mind in control. I have more capacity to put my mind in subjection to the word of God. My spiritual disciplines are enhanced. Go ahead and begin to pray.